Open Windows, February the 15th. Confusion, the strategy of the evil one. Some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to prevent the gospel of Christ. Galatians 1, verse 7. It does not require a great deal of intelligence in order to recognize that throughout the history of God's work, the masterstroke of the great perverter has been confusion. God is not the God of confusion, but of order. Satan is the God of confusion. To get order out of chaos, God said, "Let there be light." To get chaos out of order, Satan said, "Let there be confusion." It is Satan's to confuse issues and elements. To do this, he must, as the word suggests, fuse or try to fuse elements which are constitutionally different and do not belong to each other. Thus there is a constitutional contradiction and inconsistency. It is only when his master method runs amok that we have utter and unmitigated witness. His main work is deception by mixture. It is just here that the place, meaning, and sovereignty of the Holy Spirit in the life of the child of God has its meaning and importance. He is the Spirit of truth. He alone knows where truth ends and falsehood begins. Only as we truly walk in the Spirit shall we know the truth and be made free from error. A walk in the Spirit demands a circumcised heart, a heart in which the severance has been made between flesh and spirit, Christ and self. There has never been a heresy that has not had in it sufficient truth to deceive very good people. Likewise, there has never been anything of God without the strategy of the evil one, fastening onto it some implication, insinuation, interpretation, or suggestion that would make it questionable or dangerous. He did this even with the Lord Jesus himself. He did it with Paul all through his life. A good thing can be made its own enemy by being either confused or taken out of its true meaning.